This was Birmingham, Alabama was developed a great deal during the war between the states, because we had no industry actually to begin with, and they quickly developed what they could in a hurry. And this was the beginning of the big steel industry because of the iron ore in Alabama. I suppose the Mesabi Range in upper, is it Minnesota, off Lake Superior, is our biggest deposit of iron ore. And from there, railroads haul out to the seaports on the Great Lakes. And it's hauled then down through the lakes from Superior through Sault Ste. Marie Straits into Huron, through the St. Charles River, through Detroit, into Erie, and from Erie delivered to the mills of Ohio, or after through the Sioux Straits you go through the Mackinac Straits, and down into the Chicago area, Gary, Indiana being one of the big steel producers at the south end of Lake Michigan.
How about talking about up in the north there, the big city in Illinois, like
Chicago, Chi, that was the city of fun, and I first appeared on the scene 1923, and I often traveled through Chicago, usually taking the Dixie Flyer Railroad from Florida. It hooked into the Illinois Central and into the Dearborn Pork Street Station, and I could make a connection to the Grand Trunk Western in the same station and go into Michigan, which was my destination. Otherwise, I would go from Grand Trunk Station in Chicago to the 12th Street Station and take the Michigan Central, which would take me to South Bend, Indiana, where I would get off, and this was close to my destination. Mm-hmm. But Chicago in those days was a very busy town and industrious people. I came through Chicago at the time of the Bobby Franks murder, when Leopold and Loeb had murdered Bobby Franks as a thrill prank, and outside of the Pork Street Station, I talked with one of the policemen, and he said were the culprits to be found at that time, that he thought that there would be a murder of them, that the people wouldn't put up with that. It was a terrible thing. And I also learned at that time that they were driving a three-door Willis Knight coupe sedan, but the color of it was different than the one that I had in Michigan. But I enjoyed Chicago thoroughly, and was acquainted with many of the underworld as well as the upper world people, and had access to their nightclubs and their entertainments. And this during the time of Prohibition. My hotel was the Bavort on Madison Street, I think it was. And this was a very good hotel, a family type, if you wanted that, on the upper stories with reasonable rates. And it was within the loop and accessible to almost everything one would want. And I had at that time, too, gone into the Palmer House and seen their room with silver dollars inlaid in the floors. The Stevens was the biggest hotel on Michigan Boulevard, and several nights I had attended the big band